You friends to reformation, give ear to my relation, for I shall now declare, sir, before you are aware, sir, the matter very plain, the matter very plain. A gospel cushion thumper who dearly loved a bumper, and something else besides, sir, if he is not belied, sir, this was a holy guide, sir, for the dissenting train. And for to tell you truly, his flesh was so unruly, he could not for his life, sir, pass by the draper's wife, sir. The spirit was so faint, the spirit was so faint. This jolly handsome Quaker, as he did overtake her, she made his mouth to water, and thought long to be at her. Such sin is no great matter, accounted by a saint. Says he, my pretty creature, your charming handsome feature has set me all on fire. You know what I desire. There is no harm in love. There is no harm in love. Quoth she, if that's your notion, to preach up such devotion, such hopeful guides as you, sir, will half the world undo, sir. A halter is your due, sir, if you such tricks approve. The parson, still more eager than lustful Turk or Neger, took up her lower garment and said there was no harm in't, according to the text, according to the text. For Solomon, more wiser than any dull adviser, had many hundred misses, and why should such as this is make you so sadly vexed, make you so sadly vexed? The frighted female Quaker perceived what he would make her, was forced to call the watchin' and stop what he was hatching, to spoil the light within, to spoil the light within. They came to her assistance, as she did make resistance against the priest and devil, the actors of all evil, who were so grand and civil to tempt a saint to sin. The parson then confounded to see himself surrounded with mob and sturdy watchmen, whose business is to catch men in lewdness with a punk, in lewdness with a punk. He made some faint excuses and all to hide abuses in taking up the linen against the saint's opinion within her soft dominion, alleging he was drunk. But though he feigned reeling, they made him pay for feeling, and locked him to a prison, to bring him to his reason, which he had lost before, which he had lost before. And thus we see how preachers that should be gospel teachers, how they are strangely blinded, and are so fleshly minded, like carnal men inclined to lie with any whore.